Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle. Station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is titled Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. It is Friday, the 18th day of November 2022, and on Fridays, Lee Elsie, that's me, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the program, broadcasting on all of these great USA Radio Network stations across the entire country, from one coast to another, from Long Island all the way out to California and all of the stations in between. Our pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. Without him, again, it'd be nothing but static. We always appreciate him pushing the buttons, keeping us on the air. Of course, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. Just stay with me for 60 minutes. I've got some good stuff in store for you for the opening hour. We'll start with the exodus of the one and only Nancy Pelosi. And to do her justice, I think we need to play her the appropriate outgoing music.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Witch is, well, she's not dead, but she's on her way out the door. So here's the biggest concern with this quick exit of Nancy Pelosi. There's an old quote, better the devil you know than the devil that you don't. And with Nancy, you had a sluggish, older generational woman who had the ability to keep the jackals of her own party at bay, keeping AOC and Ilhan Omar at arm's distance at all times, and they, to me, are the biggest threat to this party, and that goes hand in hand with the new rising star of the Democrat Party, and that, of course, is Hakeem Jeffries. Now, you may not recognize Hakeem Jeffries, but Hakeem Jeffries does not think too much about you. If you are a Trump supporter or just a Republican general, Hakeem Jeffries is not a fan. And here's what Hakeem Jeffries, who very well could be the replacement for Nancy Pelosi, here's what he had to say about you.
House Democrats are going to continue to put people over politics, fight for lower cost, better paying jobs, and safer communities, and to draw a clear contrast with extreme MAGA Republicans who are out of control, don't believe in reproductive freedom, don't believe in Social Security, don't believe, in many cases, in democracy. We have a vision for the future to continue to be there for everyday Americans, and they continue to put politics over patriotism.
Can you imagine? I got to stop it there for a second. Can you imagine someone spinning those just blatant, absurd lies, pointing his finger at you and telling you you're not a patriot? He just told you, if you're a MAGA supporter, you're not a patriot. You're the problem. You're the biggest problem that the United States has to face. Let's hear this one more time again. Hakeem Jeffries, the rising star, set to take over for Nancy Pelosi.
Afflicted by disasters. House Democrats are going to continue to put people over politics, fight for lower cost, better paying jobs, and safer communities.
Really?
And draw a clear contrast.
Wow.
With extreme MAGA Republicans.
Yeah, safe communities.
Who are out of control, don't believe in reproductive freedom, don't believe in Social Security, don't believe in many cases in democracy.
Just a lie. Flat
out. You have a vision for the future to continue to be there for every day.
You have no vision. Democrats have
Americans.
Nothing.
And they continue to put politics over patriotism.
That's completely false.
To give us nothing but talking points and platitudes devoid of any substance.
Amazing to me.
Any vision, any agenda for the American people.
I mean, think about it. If he were Pinocchio, I mean, by now his nose would be completely out of the computer screen and hitting me in the eye. I mean, I'm surprised that his head doesn't explode. Or in general, Democrats' heads don't explode. Some Republicans, too. I'm not just saying it's just Democrats that lie. It's both sides. Both sides have liars and manipulators and just grotesque human beings who slug around in the shadows, stealing your money, put it in their pocket, and living in big mansions. So, anyway, I wanted to just point that out, that be careful what you wish for. Yes, Wicked Witch is on her way out, but the replacement could, in fact, be worse than the Wicked Witch herself. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to you too much at too much length about the election. I want to share some thoughts with you. Democrats in this election pushed a candidate this year that literally could not complete a full sentence. And they did the same thing in 2020 with Joe Biden. Fetterman in 2022, Joe Biden in 2020. And the Democrat public ran to the polls to vote for these two men. See, Democrats have no real conscience. That's why they can prop up people that aren't really good people. They can send Fetterman out to get elected, even though they know when he gets to the Senate, he won't be able to do that job. They actually championed a man who ran from his basement. And again, someone who has zero mental capabilities, and now we're seeing it just about every day, every time he gets up to actually be the commander-in-chief. Wayne talked about this earlier in the week. They actually had to give him a palm card and write out every single thing that he was supposed to do and say, to the point where they told him to sit down, stay, get up, like a dog, like a dog. Right? That's your president. That is the leader of the free world. See, Democrats resent the whole premise behind elections. And I'm stealing some of these thoughts from the great Rush Limbaugh because he said it first. But they don't believe they should have to persuade anyone to agree with them. They don't really believe in campaigns. They don't believe in a free, open exchange of ideas. They don't think any ideas outside of their own are legitimate. They think your ideas are foolhardy and a waste of their precious time. Have you ever gotten into a pseudo-intellectual argument with a true card-carrying progressive liberal? You can't really have a back-and-forth dialogue with them because they are just talking to hear themselves make their quote-unquote bullet points. They're just rattling off things that they've been told to say in the playbook of the progressive Democrat. They're not really interested in an equal exchange of ideas. They never have been. The only thing that really excites a Democrat or a progressive or a super lib is power. And as I've said many times right here on this show, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So don't forget that. They really don't want fairness. They may say they want fairness, but the truth is card-carrying progressives want to stack the deck. They want to have all the advantages all of the time, right? They're attempting to win elections with really out broad power. public support. They're using fringe issues. That's what they're trying to do. All right, before I run out of time, one other thing I wanted to run into. So the Republicans came out yesterday, talked at length about how they wanted to go after Hunter Biden. So I do want them to go after Hunter Biden. I absolutely want them to put that on the front burner, not the back burner. But I do want them to convey to the American people who voted for them that they are vigilantly going to try to solve some of these brutal problems that are plaguing all of us right now. Problems like record inflation and a literal invasion at our southern borders to go with the explosion of crime in our cities across the country. So, yes, I want them to go after that as well, as equally as important as going after Hunter Biden. Because I do want the truth to come out about Hunter Biden, and I want that connection from Hunter to his father to Obama to a criminal syndicate that has been siphoning off money for as long as they've been in power. And I do believe that that is happening with the Bidens. So anyway, that's how we begin this Friday broadcast. Once again, my name is Lee LC. You can email me, L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio. That's Lee LC radio at gmail.com. Be awesome if you like my Facebook page, Lee LC Voice of Freedom up there on the Facebook. We can go back and forth that way as well. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour, and he'll take you for the last couple hours on Fridays. I do get a chance to hang out with you, and it's always a lot of fun to do that. Christopher down there in Dallas, one more time, pushing the buttons, making it all go. We will take a short break. I do have a couple guests coming up from the Heritage Foundation, and we will chat with them before the end of this first hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Alaroot, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90 $20 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name again is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast. Today is Veterans Day. Again, I humbly thank each and every veteran out there listening across this great country. Without you, we would all be nothing. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Of course, it is the week of the election, and we're still trying to put together all of the pieces of this puzzle. Once again, it is still just insane that we are sitting here waiting almost 4 days later for results to still come in. In fact, that is one of the reasons why I always think that people are going to be suspect of election counts, because it just shouldn't work like this. There's got to be a better way. Even on election night, when you're staring at results and they come in a little at a time, a little at a time, then there's a dump, then there's a little, then there's nothing for hours. And then here we are again, like I said, on Friday, still waiting for results to come in from different parts of the country, and it makes everybody suspicious. So that being said, there is an interesting story about a dead man in Pennsylvania that got elected. Maybe you missed that. Democrat Tony DeLuca, the longest-running Pennsylvania state representative at 39 years, died last month at the age of 85. He battled lymphoma, but according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because of his recent death, election authorities were unable to change the ballots, and many voters chose him over the Green Party challenger, Kiana Livingston. So a dead guy, it's not the first time this happened, but a dead guy in Pennsylvania wins a state rep seat in the House. Now, this says so many different things to me. One, system is slightly flawed. There's got to be a way to figure out how to change the ballot. I guess slightly is the wrong word. It's flawed. But the most egregious of this is the idea that, well, two things. One, they can't find a replacement for him. And two, people in that district voted for a dead guy. They don't know, probably, that he is dead. They don't read the papers, they don't read the internet, they don't listen to the radio or television, because they're oblivious to everything that's not inside their tunnel vision. Or they just walk up to the ballot and they circle in whatever party they have affiliated themselves with, and that's it. And that's a huge problem. That's like a spotlight on the problem of America. When you can actually have a dead guy in 2022, a dead person, get elected. We've got to be better than this. We've got to have better information. We've got to be more diligent in how we actually process it all. Otherwise, you get people in office that are just either terrible human beings, stupid, or only out for themselves. Or in some cases, all three, which is the recipe for absolute disaster. I thought I'd bring that up to you here as a sort of like a funny story, but really deep down, not that funny at all. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to hang out with you here on these Fridays. Wayne, again, will be here at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. Still got a lot to get to. Half in the books here. First hour on a Friday. The great show, raw and unfiltered. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation. A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signed a series of bills on Friday aimed at getting rid of rats in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Capitalist evangelist and
conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And one of my favorite guests to bring on here across the entire country is from the Heritage Foundation. His name is Stephen Bucci. Stephen has 30-plus years of military excellence. He speaks all over the country, teaches all over the country, and we get a chance to pick his brain every week. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lee. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, we got to start with a political slant here today. So elections, obviously, Tuesday. Not exactly what the Republicans, I think, expected. What went wrong?
I'm not the expert on that kind of stuff, but obviously they got more voters out than we did. I think it's unfortunate. I think we're going to see some of the bad policies this administration will obviously continue. And what I really hope is that they're not more emboldened to do more stuff. I look at the state I live in, Michigan, and we not only got, the same governor and attorney general back, but we lost the House and the Senate at the state level.
Right.
That's really unfortunate. And a bunch of the propositions that they put forward to change the state constitution to include abortion, to include parental notification for both abortion and gender assignment or reassignment surgeries, got through. In the Constitution, there'll be a thing that you can never have voter ID for voting. So the Democrat Party found a way to get a lot of their policies that they couldn't get through the legislature into the Constitution, which frankly is worse.
So, wow. I didn't realize that about some of the propositions. So they voted against having ID. They voted against parental notification. This is the thing I don't understand. This is common sense stuff. We're living in bizarro world, Steve. I swear, I don't get it.
It's baffling to me. I'm not going to sit there and throw mud at them and say that they're unwise. I guess, I will have to assume they made these decisions with some, sentient thought first.
Yeah.
But, when you look at the tactics used, they would put one or two things that most people could agree on in each of these three propositions, and then they'd bury the real key. There was a whole bunch of stuff on voting processes in the one that got the no voter ID. And frankly, I could have voted yes on all of them except for the no voter ID, which is buried in the middle of it. And I'm guessing a lot of folks, focused on one or two of the items in each of those propositions that they felt they agreed with and were probably ignorant of the rest of them. And that's unfortunate. And by putting it, making them constitutional amendments, it has a much longer term effect and an effect that, it would take another constitutional amendment to change it now. They can't just fight it out in the legislature.
Yeah. All right, let me switch gears. Biden went to China earlier in the week. I can only imagine what that conversation was like. I feel like he projects nothing but weakness. Break down the trip to China.
Well, many times having the President of the United States go to a country that is essentially adversarial towards us is a good thing because, the President's going to look him in the eye. He's going to say not no, but heck no. And hopefully, they back down with the policies, threatening their neighbors, doing all sorts of intrusive investment and then, making demands by pulling the string that's attached to that investment all over the world. But in this case, you know, the combination of President Biden's, you know, bumbling and seemingly in non-comprehension of a lot of the things he talks about, combined with the track record of, you know, cutting deals with China that don't seem to benefit anybody but he and his family and China, that's distressing. That's very concerning to me. So I hope Congress, at least the side of Congress that's not in bed with President Biden, are watching them very closely and are going to put a fine-tooth comb to anything that's said or done over there, because I think there's a lot of potential room for mischief, and that makes me very nervous.
And speaking of China, there's a report that the Japanese now are very nervous. The headline says bracing itself for war with China. This would be a catastrophe, wouldn't it?
It would be. There, you know, we need to remember that China and Japan have several territorial disputes between them on some of the different islands and between their two countries. You know, and it's not like Taiwan, where the Chinese say this is our territory and has always been. These are islands that have been, you know, long in dispute in the international arena, that they've gone back and forth with some of the international adjudication bodies, if you will, over them. And, you know, these are islands where there's, you know, two different names. Chinese call them one thing, Japanese call them another. But if China is emboldened enough by, you know, watching what's going on in Ukraine, watching the seemingly not terribly competent behavior of the American administration, and they decide to, you know, push it to the wall, we've got the situation with Taiwan, we've got the situation in Korea. You know, China doesn't tell North Korea what to do, but China will protect North Korea because they don't want South Korea or, you know, an independent, democratic and capitalist country right on their border. So they want North Korea to stay communist and nutty. And now with Japan, all of those are areas where China could move in very horrific ways against countries that are allied with us. And that's, none of that is a good situation. Even if they just tease it,
right,
it ties down our assets. It causes more disruption here in Washington. It's the kind of thing that the President of the United States should be able to put a stop to without firing a shot, just with diplomatic power. But nobody has any particular confidence that President Biden can do that.
So China has been relatively quiet as far as actual military conflict. If I took a Benjamin Franklin out of my pocket, if I ask you what side of the aisle you would come down on our bet, by the year 2025, would China be the aggressor in a military conflict with either Taiwan, Japan, or us, or any other nation? How would you bet?
I would bet that would happen.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's, and, you know, I hope it doesn't. I pray it doesn't, because, you know, China does not like to back down. They, you know, their pride and their sense of nationalism is very high. They're one of the most nationalistic countries in the world. You know, and they used to be referred to, which the world learned from them, as the Middle Kingdom. And that's because they see themselves as the center of the world.
Right.
And they really think that the, you know, the last 500 years or so, where China has been somewhat marginalized or, you know, regionally contained, is an aberration, and it needs to be fixed. So they are going to push. They do have growing military capabilities, and are more and more inclined to tie that military strength together with their economic strength, tie cooperation with their military to economic support that they're giving countries around the world, not just in the Asia-Pacific area, in Africa, in Latin America, and frankly, even in parts of Europe. And it's not good. It would, if anything, lead to more aggression by China, and nobody wants that, except maybe the Chinese.
Mm.
It's a potentially explosive situation.
Wow. That's not the answer I know people out there were hoping, but I actually would agree with you. And I just see, it just feels like they are ready to do something here very, very soon. Stephen, great stuff as always. I appreciate your time, your excellence. You can always find out more about Stephen Bucci at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. I try to track Stephen down and chat with him at least once a week, in particular about issues surrounding our military and how we should handle some of that stuff. Stephen, thank you. We'll talk again next week. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I hang out with you for the first hour. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour doing his thing. You want to reach me, you can. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I'll get back to you. Lickety-split. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hello, welcome back. All the great friends we have over at the Heritage Foundation. We just keep adding more and more and loving every second of it. They do such a fantastic job over at the Heritage Foundation. Right now joining us, EJ and Tony. And EJ is got a piece out, Why Inflation Didn't Have a Bigger Effect on Midterm Elections. EJ, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Lee. How are you doing?
We're doing all right, so, man, we all came up to the 8th, I think, just about every single one of us thinking that if there wasn't going to be a red wave, there was going to be a significant sort of shift, at least, in what we were thinking as far as the direction of the country. I mean, I'm going out paying $6 for a gallon of milk, $8 for a jar of mayonnaise, $4 for eggs. It's just incredible the amount of money people are spending as far as inflation goes. Yet here comes the election and we don't get that red wave. Why?
Yeah, you know, it really is fascinating. And I think it's something that we all kind of overlook, the fact that inflation affects different people differently. You and I are going out and we're spending that much for gasoline, on our rent, on our mortgage, for food. But you know who's not? Recent college grads who disproportionately live with their parents.
Yes.
And also disproportionately vote Democrat. And they've been largely shielded by things like health insurance, which is one of the key drivers of the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, right now. You know, that's up like 30%. And meanwhile, they're usually still on their parents' health insurance. So a group that usually votes Democrat has been shielded from the effects of inflation and therefore had very little incentive to actually change their minds.
I'm so glad you said that. Someone is finally as smart as me.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I've been saying that since Tuesday. I said part of this obviously is the abortion issue, which I certainly factor in. But the other part is, I think, and I don't know if these numbers are out yet, AJ, but I mean, I don't know how many young voters actually came out to vote. My guess is it was an avalanche of younger voters. And yeah, they don't have to pay bills. They don't have to pay insurance. They don't have to make, you know, deadlines for mortgage payments, et cetera. So I totally agree with you 100%.
Right. And now contrast that with another group like retirees, for example, who tend to be on fixed incomes. You know, they've lost about 14% of their purchasing power. In other words, what their fixed incomes can actually buy under the Biden administration. That's almost three times as bad as the average worker in the United States. So this is a group, retirees, who disproportionately vote Republican. In other words, a group that was jazzed up to vote was going to vote Republican anyway. So once again, you really didn't probably change that many people's minds.
So is this a short-term thing that's happening here in the country? Can we expect next go-around it to be different? I mean, I hope inflation isn't as high as it is in 2 years, but let's assume we're still in some kind of economic straits. I don't know why we would think differently since we have the commander-in-chief in charge who doesn't know if he's going or coming. I mean, if that's the case, these kids are going to be a little older. Maybe they're actually writing their own checks to their own bills. How do you see that unfolding?
Well, you know, even if they're not, even if they are still living at home with their parents, they're probably going to be sick of that, and they're probably going to be pretty mad at the fact that they can't afford a home.
Right.
Home ownership affordability is down over 30% since Biden took office, and that's why we're seeing such an explosion of the number of people renting.
Right.
But now that that's gotten so expensive, people can't even afford to rent their own places either. So I have to imagine that as time goes on, and that more and more groups, which today have been largely shielded by inflation, are themselves deeply affected by the issue, I assume that there's going to be a big turn in the polls at that point. Now, I'm a monetary scientist, not a political scientist, so
right.
I suppose take all that with a grain of salt.
All right, so as a monetary scientist, my next question's got to be then, do you see any relief in sight then for the American public, for me, for you, for everybody else?
You know, unfortunately, I don't. The key driver behind inflation is this excessive government deficit spending. And I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. You know, the Republicans have got to hold the line in the House and not allow a debt ceiling limit increase under any circumstances. But the problem is every time we've had this fight in the past, Republicans talk a tough game and then they give in. So I'm not sure we're actually going to see any progress on that front.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think what we're going to close in, if we're not, we haven't already eclipsed it, we're just about to $1 trillion debt service as is. I don't know how we function as a government. And looking back at the history, I love to ask this question, smart folks like you. Looking back at the history of the country, and you see most countries that were the economic driving engine of the planet, whether you go back to the Dutch, to the Chinese, to the English, they all have an arc to, you know, how they end up eventually collapsing. So I feel like we're on the other side of that arc. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a great question. And unfortunately, the record of history is actually not very clear as to where exactly the tipping point is. At some point, you get close enough to the falls that your momentum is just going to take you over and there's nothing you can do to stop it. But it, no matter what metric you look at, debt per capita or debt as a percentage of GDP or the percent of financing the debt relative to the whole budget or the whole economy, you know, those numbers have differed for different countries throughout time, whether it's Greece or the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s and 30s, whatever the case may be, or the Dutch or the Chinese that you mentioned.
That's some great stuff. I appreciate it. It was good talking to you for the first time. Where do folks find out more about you?
They can find me at heritage.org.
All right, that's it for me. I'm done. Thank you for hanging out with me on this gorgeous Friday across the entire country here on the USA Radio Network. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is next. Don't move.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bible.